Here's a really nifty example, if any of you speak Spanish out there. There's this thing called the overt pronoun constraint. Okay, so we have pronouns in Spanish that are null. That means I can say in Spanish, hablo, and that means I speak. I can say, ¿qué haces? That means, what are you doing? I don't have to say you, and I don't have to say I. There are discourse constraints on that, or discourse conventions on that, but for making a grammatical sentence, it's not a problem. But when I want to use words like yo for I, and tú, and él for he, and so on, I'm constrained under certain things. Okay? When the antecedent is in the same sentence, I cannot use that overt pronoun, the él for he. Now, what Perez, Lewin, and Glass did is they gave people this very simple test. This happened during the O.J. Simpson incident back in the mid-90s. By the way, I have a great story to tell you about. I almost didn't make it here. Last week, I fell. I tripped in my house on a Turkish rug that I bought in San Francisco, of course. Tripped and hit my head on the corner of a Mexican table I have. Sliced my head open 2 inches. And had to wind up going, this was like 1 in the morning, wound up going to the hospital. And didn't get home till 5 in the morning. I had 7 stitches on the outside, 4 stitches on the inside. I had a big black eye, bruises. In fact, if you look, I still got a little bit of purple under there and stuff. The point being is that I got home from the hospital, and I looked at my house, and I went, oh my God, nobody's going to believe this. So I took digital pictures of my house. It looked like the O.J. crime scene. I had slices of vein completely open. I didn't realize that the blood was spurting out that much. And I ran for paper towels, you know, and I was like this, running around my house, you know, calling my doorman saying, call the ambulance, quick, I think I'm bleeding. Well, I went through half a roll of Bounty towels before I realized I could not stop this thing from bleeding. When I got home and took the pictures, there was blood everywhere. And so when I do this example, it just reminds me that I just went through that. Okay, so anyway, so they gave these people this very simple test in Spanish. They gave them this thing that said, the court charged that some journalists had been in contact with the jurors. Several of them were questioned by the judge. Then they asked people, translate this next sentence. No journalist admitted that he had talked to the jurors. In that sentence, he, the antecedent is who? Right, no journalist. So no journalist admitted that he, that is, no journalist, talked to the jurors. So in that sentence in Spanish, I cannot use él. I have to say, ningún periodista admitió que había hablado con los miembros del jurado. Okay? If I put the él in, it's wrong. Okay, now, Spanish allows null and overt pronouns when the referent or the antecedent falls outside the sentence. So Perez, Leroux, and Glass gave this counter kind of thing to the people. In the O.J. Simpson trial, it is clear that I have to look up there because my eyes are so bad, I can't see my paper. In the O.J. Simpson trial, it is clear that the press has a negative bias of the defendant in the reporting. Some journalists said that he was a wife beater. Now you have to translate this sentence. But no journalist said that he was guilty. Who's he referred to? O.J., so not the journalist anymore. So now I can either not use the subject or I can put the él in, either one is correct. Okay? Well, what do you think they found with second language learners of Spanish, comparing that to native speakers? That they're governed by the same constraint that falls out of universal grammar, that it's a binding constraint on these pronouns. So you see the native speakers at the bottom, and when the sentence is in the, when the antecedent is in the same sentence, the bound one, they prefer the null 85% of the time. When it's referential, when it falls outside the sentence, the antecedent that is, they kind of vacillate 31% or 67%. Look at the L2 learners of Spanish. They pattern right away, even in the low stages of learning, they pattern right away like the native speakers until they get to the advanced stages and they actually prefer the null much, much more than the native speakers do. Again, where does this come from? This can only happen to these language learners of Spanish if they have access to the same stuff that first language learners do. This is not something that's ever taught to language learners. And it's not something that's available in the input. It's not something that you can see. Okay? So you come to understand as a second language learner of Spanish that under bound situations, using a pronoun is wrong, even though nobody ever told you.